and they all live there.
Yeah.
Okay, now, how about, does everybody, different ethnic groups, do the well-off and the poorer members of those groups, do they live in the same place or different places?
No, I would say they would live in different places. They would live, the rich ones would live in rich neighborhoods and the poor ones would live in poor neighborhoods.
Right. Are there any names for these places that maybe an outsider, a newcomer wouldn't recognize? Like, you know?
Well, there is a very, very poor section of town that's not on the hill. And that's called Harlem, which is where all the Mexicans and the black people, the laborers, field workers live.
The poor ones.
Very poor section of town.
Harlem, okay. Is that named after the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any places where certain ethnic groups have their own financial sections, like their own shopping stuff and districts and their own stores or anything?
The Hill. The black people do.
Yeah.
Nobody else does.
They all shop there and nobody else goes there?
Well, there's a lot of, say, Puerto Ricans that live on the hill or on the edge of the hill.
Yeah.
And they identify with the blacks or whatever, and they just sort of mingle in. They shop there, but nobody else does.
Great. Okay, can you give me some names of, like, the richest, the upper class or rich neighborhoods?
They don't have names.
Oh.
We have streets, a few streets.
Yeah,
that are
streets.
Shadow Lane is considered very wealthy, and the whole neighborhood around Shadow Lane. But it doesn't have a name.
Where is that?
It's on the river, right down on the river.
How about middle class, either neighborhoods or, you know, streets, if there aren't any neighborhoods?
It's all kinds of subdivisions. Tanglewood would be middle to upper class. Georgetown, McGregor Isles, just 20 million little subdivisions.
Scattered?
Yeah, everywhere.
Okay. How about, you told me where the poor people live.
Yeah.
So, are there any other places where poor people live?
A lot of poor people live downtown in the old, very old sections of town.
Right. Poor whites.
Right. Poor whites.
Great. Okay, tell me, what are the most, you were telling me about Edison, but all the landmarks in Fort Myers that are sort of, you know, identified, like parks, statues, or natural, you know, land and water things.
Mm-hmm. The beach is very famous.
What's the name?
Fort Myers Beach. We have Sanibel Island, which is nationally known. Mm. Sanibel Captiva.
What's that?
It's a pretty small island right on the in the Gulf, close so you can see it from the beach.
Is that
and it's a resort area. Yeah, Sanibel. Well, Captiva's Spanish.
Yeah.
Sanibel, I don't know where the name Sanibel comes from. But it's a real big resort area.
And any parks?
Edison Park. They have a big statue
of a
lady with a big urn pouring. It's not of anybody. Sort of looks like a Greek statue or something. Used to be naked.
Yeah.
And when Edison died, his wife had clothes put on it.
Really?
The big thing around high schools is to paint a bikini on the lady or something.
it's near the high school.
Well, none of the high schools are very far apart.
Oh, they're all, yeah. How about, you have any amusement places? Probably not, if it's a lot of old people.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of old people.
Yeah. Okay. What would you know, if you were flying from somewhere, where would you land?
In an airport.
Okay, in Fort Myers, what do you call it?
Fort Myers Airport.
Okay. Now, if you were driving in from out of state, what would you probably come in on?
A car. A highway.
Right. Okay, a highway. And would you call it anything if it went from one state to another?
Yeah, an interstate.
Okay. And if there are places you can stop along.